Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to the cast of the Knoxville Spring Musical.
Trevor Poundstone.
Ashley Vance.
Kaylee Eddings.
Sam Wadley.
Who will present Disney's High School Musical on March 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. A month from today, you guys will be hitting the stage here at the Knoxville Performing Arts Center. First off, Disney's High School Musical. Someone, take me through what exactly Disney's High School Musical is, the story, and what people can expect when they come out here.
Two teenagers meet at a New Year's party on the slopes, and they kind of separate and go to their different schools. But then the girl moves to the boys' school, and they try out for a musical, which is kind of taboo because they have their own separate groups that they belong to, and there's no mixing at this school. And so then they audition, and they're actually fairly decent, so they get called back, and then it's a big uproar with the theater kids, like, oh, these new kids just came in and stole our spots. And then, yeah, they kind of get the whole school behind them, and it's a happy ending.
Now, Disney's actual version of this compared to your guys' version, is it going to be the same, or is it kind of some changes around here?
It's pretty similar. There are a couple new characters, but for the most part, it's the same storyline. This is a lot more, it's a smaller time period, whereas in the movie, they had the chance to like go from one scene to a completely different scene, and we just can't do that on stage, so it's a little bit different. And I really like the changes. I don't know about anybody else, but I like them. So
now take me through your guys' roles. Why you guys auditioned for them and what it meant to be able to play those roles.
Oh gosh, my part is Chad Danforth. So he's the second best basketball player at the high school in the show. His best friend is Troy. So they go through the musical, and Troy is going through this whole thing where he's trying to be in the musical. And at first, Chad doesn't want him to be because they have the championship to worry about. And so he convinces him to not join the musical, and then he feels bad. So he convinces him to go back out and do it and do what he wants to do.
So I play Jackie Scott, which is actually a character that's not in Disney's version. I'm basically the voice behind the radio station that the school has. I'm referred to myself as the Velvet Fog of East High, and I just come in with lots of different harebrained announcements throughout the show, and I fall a lot, and that fits me because I'm very clumsy in real life, so it's a role that was made for me, I think.
I play Gabriella Montez, and she's the kind of shy girl at school, and then she meets Troy Bolton, and they go through, you know, the journey of the musical and stuff. I wanted to audition for her because I wasn't quite comfortable singing in front of people, but I think it's good to step out of your comfort zone and try new things, I guess.
I play Troy Bolton. He's the captain of the basketball team. He's always been 100% focused on basketball, and then Gabriella comes in and he starts to question whether or not he should try different things, branch out. And Chad's trying to keep him on basketball, whereas he's doesn't know what he wants to do. I auditioned for him because in the Disney version, Zac Efron plays him, and I just fell in love with that character. It's just such a cool character because he's like athletic but can also do multiple things, and that's like me. Like I play a lot of soccer, but then I also found my passion here in the drama club. So.
Now, when it comes to this musical, I know coming up, you guys have been doing a lot of work. You guys are rehearsing, sometimes two times a day, I've heard. Take us through all the hard work you guys have been doing to get ready for this, and what's it going to mean to you to have this place filled come March 2nd, 3rd, and 4th?
Okay, so pretty much for the month of January, except these past couple of days, we did music rehearsals Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday from 3:30 to 5:30 approximately. And all we did was just go through all the songs multiple times to make sure we got them down, because that's one focus that Mrs. Duffy wanted to put on this year, was making sure the music was top-notch. And then we just started doing stage stuff last week.
So what would it mean to you guys to have this place filled come March 2nd, 3rd, 4th?
It'd be awesome, because we put in a lot of hard work all the time.
So. And it's not just the students. I know lots of parents come out and do set construction on Saturday. If you want to come and you don't have a kid, you can still come and help us paint and stuff at the school, 9 until 3. And, yeah, a lot of work goes into the shows, and it's, you know, just like any other big thing. We all deserve, you know, a pat on the back for all the hard work we put into it.
Where do people need to go to get tickets? How much do they cost? And when can people come out here and see you guys perform?
So you can buy, there's three different ways to buy tickets. You can either go online to
KnoxvilleHS.SeeYourself.biz.
That one.
Or you can come to the auditorium on Saturdays from like 9 to noon and purchase tickets beforehand. There's somebody always in the box office selling tickets. Or you can come the day of the show and get tickets also. If you pre-order, they're $8, and if you order at the door, they're $10. Friday and Saturday are at 7 o'clock, and then Sunday is the matinee, so at 2 o'clock.
March 2nd, 3rd, and 4th.
Okay, now putting you guys on the spot like I told you I would, give the people of Knoxville, people of Marion County, really, a preview of what they can expect if they come out here.
We're all in this together. When we know that we are, we're all stars, and we see that we're all in this together. And we take it.
Wildcats,
yeah, sing along. Yeah, you got it going on. Wildcats in the house. Everybody say it now. Wildcats everywhere. Wave your hands up in the air. That's the way we do it. Let's get to it. Time to show the world.
That was today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks to the cast of the Knoxville Spring Musical for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at knicarls.com.